Blog Talk Radio.
But I like to get to know you better. See you kinda busy, so I guess I send a letter. If the letter don't work, then I guess I'll approach it. If you can't socialize, I guess I coach you. Cause gymming is far from the average knucklehead. I don't wanna spend most of my time in bed. But in case I have to get hard, I get hard like lead. And the proof is in the pudding, that's what my mom said.
Baby, I stayed away too long.
And as you did,
I need your mind when I was gone.
I just wanna be. Girl, I just wanna be.
G-Man ain't no birthday.
I just wanna be.
No matter what state, I put you in good hands just like all state. I'm winding down, we eating on fine plates. I treat you like a superstar, line with no weight. You like good time, let's just push rewind. Sipping good wine, my game not denied. We live in the sky, the haters live on the ground. No sex rules up in the clouds, ow.
Baby, I stayed away too long.
And as you
did,
so classy, take me to my crib, yeah, get nasty. I'm a cowboy, you a big girl. Take a round trip, just a rocky world. Like shake, wobble, wobble, shake, shake, boy, your mama. Don't need a bag, choppers freeze the Bahamas. Roll with a king, it don't cost you a dollar. Eat that candy, watch it bust, pinata.
Baby, I stayed away too long.
And as you
did, I need your mind when I was gone.
I just wanna be. Girl, I just wanna be. I just wanna be.
Where I go, you go. We always together. In the third semester like the nutty professor. I know you kinda shy, I'll be the aggressor. Power couple pimpin', get the most, not the lesser. Cap, you say you like my delivery. Cold ass pimpin', I still got chivalry. Cap pillar, the thrill in Manila. Silverback gorilla, still put it in your liver, girl.
Baby, I stayed away too long.
And as you
did, I need your mind when I was gone.
I just wanna be.
The original G-Man of hip-hop is back. Four bros. Trust me, Pumpy gonna get his money.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today I would like to talk about Mr. Rodney Reed on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Mr. Rodney Reed was on death. He's been granted a second trial in the state of Texas. He was accused of killing a white woman who apparently was his girlfriend. The lady's name was of Stacy Stites in Bastrow County. This is week two of the evidentiary hearing for death row inmate Rodney Reed. It began on Monday. In 1998, Reed was convicted of the 1996 abduction, rape, and murder of Stacy Stitt. For more than 20 years, Reed has maintained his innocence and is now trying to get a new trial to clear his name. All last week, Reed's defense tried to prove he did not commit the crimes he is convicted of. Defense attorney maintained Satis Finesse, Jimmy Finnell, is responsible. So Mr. Reed is saying that he did not murder Miss Stacy Stitt. Judge J.D. Lane was the right man is sitting on death row for the 1996 abduction, rape, and strangulation of Stacy Stitt, and there's no need to look at anyone else. So the defense attorneys maintain Finnell killed his fiancée Stitz and not Reed. Those witnesses testified that Stitz and Finnell had an abusive relationship, that she with Finnell used racial slurs on several occasions. So basically, this Mr. Reed was on death row for about 20 years. He has now been granted a new trial. I don't believe he did. Even though he was convicted, even though he was arrested for in 1997 and arrested in 1997, convicted for it in 1998, I don't believe he did it. I believe her boyfriend did it, and she might have been messing around with both of them. So basically, that's my point of view about Mr. Rodney Reed. I believe he's innocent, and I'm glad he's been granted a new trial and that he's not on death row. Sometimes people are wrongly convicted, and that happens a lot with black people. It happens with white people also. But in this case, she had a very abusive boyfriend who was a police officer. And he had made threats to her. He made threats. So it's going to be something to watch because I believe he's innocent. I believe he didn't do it. And I hope he doesn't have to go back to prison and he's not reinstated to death row. Because I really believe the man, Mr. Rodney Reed, is innocent. Like I said, her boyfriend was a police officer, and he was very abusive towards her. I believe he caught her, found out that she was messing with a black man, and killed her. That's what I believe. The police officer had made threats. There were witnesses that said that in the past hearings. He had threatened to kill her. So I don't believe Rodney Reed is guilty. I believe he's not guilty. All over the world are watching Mr. Rodney Reed's case. And as it unfolds, you will see more proof that he is innocent. As time goes on, this case drags on, you will see that he is innocent. Even though the state, Finnell, in a September 2008 article where Finnell pleaded guilty to kidnapping and sexual misconduct. Last week, the defense tried to prove Reed didn't abduct, rape, or kill Sykes. In 1996, crimes he was arrested for in 1997 and 1998, he was convicted of it. But Davis, a professor of psychology at the University of Nevada in Reno, said eyewitness testimony is mostly unreliable several hours on Monday and said factors like passage of time play a big role in memory. She also testified about the problem with eyewitness identification. How identifying a stranger is more difficult than someone you know. Dr. Davis said there are more errors when one race tries to identify another. The term is called cross-race bias. She said whites do it more than other races. Davis also talked about seeing an image from the media and how that can blend into your mind, making a false memory. People become so convinced of these false memories that they become honest liars because these memories can be very subjected several times. Now, the second week of the cases started Monday. Today is Tuesday. So, eyewitness testimony, she's saying, is not reliable. More race does it more than others. Okay. Fairness in this judge, and that just makes me feel better because the other past judges have a just rubber stamp, everything, Reed said. Now, the third witness and final witness was Dr. Susanna Dana, a forensic pathologist. Dr. Dana says she has been asked to review the Reed case and has looked over the site's autopsy photos, images, and information to arrive at her conclusion. She told the court that determining the time of death is not an exact science, but she testified between 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. It is around the same time period Travis County Medical Examiner Dr. Robarty testified in the original time, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. Dr. Dana's testimony is a direct contradiction of what defense witnesses said last week. Two defense forensic pathologists put sites of death before 3 a.m. Dr. Dana's testimony is expected to continue on Tuesday morning. I'm going to be watching this case carefully because I believe Mr. Rodney Reed is innocent. I believe, like a lot of black people, he was wrongly convicted. I'm not saying it doesn't happen to other races or people, but it happens more to black people. But for us only being 12 or 13% of this country, America, we are overwhelmingly sent to prison and death row. It's about 4 or 5% of the population of black Americans that are in prison, and some are jail or probation, and not to mention the high schools and middle schools, the in-school suspension and out-of-school suspension and all those things, and the juvenile detention centers. I mean, so I believe Mr. Rodney Reed is innocent, is all I've been saying. I do believe it because of the threat her police boyfriend made. I believe they covered up for him also. I believe they covered up for him because he was a police officer, like they do in this day and time. They did in the late 90s also. They cover up for each other. So I'll be commenting on this case of Mr. Rodney Reed on and off. Praying for not guilty.